The following is a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy One. Thank you for supporting Dowling Catholic basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio.
And good evening and welcome to the Dowling Catholic High School gym as we bring you postseason boys basketball tonight. It's a sub-state semifinal. In sub-state number 7, Dowling Catholic hosting the East High Scarlets. Mark Amadale joined by Mike Swain tonight. Coach, good to see you. It's been a while.
It feels like it's been 3 weeks, Mark. It's been a long time since we've done Dowling basketball together, so I'm excited to be back.
Well, glad to have you. It was I flew solo to Council Bluffs. Big win for the Dowling boys there on last week during the regular season. And then the Maroons the next night turn around and face Des Moines East. But then East turns around and plays their first-round sub-state game, and they knock off Des Moines North. After losing to them both times during the regular season, East gets them last week. Now it's Dowling and East to rematch a week later.
Yeah, what an upset. And a great win for Coach Ryan and the East.
Difficulty. I don't know. We were talking about you and your coaching days, and we go off the air. I don't know, it might be the connection here at Dowling, but nonetheless, it is different because you just played a team, and Dowling and East just played last Friday. East had to turn around and play Monday. Dowling's had a bye, and their next opponent is East, so they're playing East back-to-back.
Yeah, and I never thought the bye hurt teams. I just think that it's better to be playing at home and have that opportunity to one less game that you have to win, Mark. But when getting to that strategy of, you know, what do you do with a team that you're going to face potentially in the next round, that was always a tricky one. What do you show? How much stuff are you running of your offense there? So I think it'll be interesting to see what changes East and Dowling make tonight. And for East, they've got to get off to a better start, Mark. They were down 21 points at halftime, and really a lot of that was just poor shooting. They ended up shooting 35% for the game. Dowling shot a blistering 53% in that game and out-rebounded East by 9. So I think East has got to do a much better job on the boards, and they've got to get off to a hot start, Mark. You cannot fall to this Dowling team down double digits in the first quarter.
Right, Dowling won last Friday night 74-52, but the Scarlets rebounded, as we mentioned earlier, as they defeated Des Moines North 82-70 at Des Moines North in the first round of the sub-state. And for East, they come in winning two of their last three games. 5'10 freshman guard has scored 50 points in the last three games. So talk about peaking at the right time. Those freshmen have now become sophomore to varsity experienced young men.
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all about Coach Ryan's teams. I mean, he did an amazing job at North in turning that program around and now taking a very young East program that really has been down, Mark, for years. And you can just see they're getting better as the season goes on. And it just takes some time for these freshmen to learn how to play varsity. And so you mentioned Jakari Patton, 50 points in the last three games. That's a good trend right there if you're Coach Ryan. So this is going to be a lot of fun. I expect a really up-and-down pace tonight with Dowling and East.
Well, for Dowling, the Maroons are won 5 of their last 6 games. They're 6-6 against top 10 teams in Class 4A. They played a tremendous schedule. They have the third toughest schedule. They come out with this on varsity stats now, like a strength of schedule. I think they use a little B.C. Moore stats from the guys up at Iowa State. But the Maroons have played the third toughest schedule in Class 4A, and that's what prepares you for now. It's not the record. Maroons are 10-8. East High is 3-13. throw that out the window because you know what happens in the postseason. Anything can happen.
Yeah, you have to throw that out. But if you're Dowling, you've got to feel really confident, Mark, because in the last 3 weeks, you've beaten two top 10 teams in Johnson and Ankeny Centennial. So this team is starting to trend the right way. And if they can continue to get balanced scoring and good bench play, this Dowling team is going to be a very tough out, no matter who is in this sub-state.
We're going to take a break here on the pregame show. We are at Dowling Catholic High School tonight. The boys, 4A sub-state in sub-state number 7. Dowling and East here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Amadeo along with Mike Swaim. Jeff Piggott is our studio producer. We'll take a break. Come back with our starting lineups tonight as we tip off at 7 o'clock here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines, 515-440-4610, or online, ashworthvision.com.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Iowa Catholic Radio.
KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel. Listen online anytime at iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Hey, we're back here at the Dowling Gym. It's Dowling and East here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Substate semifinal. The winners move on to Friday night in boys' substates, and those will all be 7 o'clock times. And, Mike, we don't know who the opponent is. Dowling or East will play the winner of the Valley and Urbandale game going on also at 7 o'clock. The two winners will meet at a neutral site to be determined. So they're kind of doing that now, to be determined, not knowing where exactly the winners will play tonight.
If it's Valley Dowling, Mark, I'm hoping that somebody has the sense to say, hey, we're all West Des Moines, let's meet somewhere very close to my house.
You would love that. I know that. You
the less would, travel, the better for me,
you
Mark.
Would love that. Well, we've played at Dallas Center Grimes. We've seen games at probably maybe Johnston or Waukee, but they could be involved with a game on Tuesday night. So we'll have to see where they put us, but we'll be there here in Iowa Catholic Radio nonetheless. But, Mike, let's take a look at tonight's starters. First of all, for the Scarlets from Des Moines East, you mentioned your former assistant, Chad Ryan, is the head coach in his first year. But you know what? He spent 12 years at Des Moines North, and his record at East is 3-13 in his first year. And what an all-star assistant. Mark Kaur, legendary head coach at Pella. He took over Des Moines East for a little bit. And Larry Mason, who was a tremendous athlete at Des Moines Roosevelt. His kids went to Valley, and he's in the youth leagues. He's the assistant. Josh Cervini, longtime coach. Did you coach against Josh?
Coached against Josh.
Yeah. was that at Indianola?
Yeah, Indianola. That's absolutely right.
And Zach Dunn and Jason Jeffries are his assistant coaches, and they will start this lineup for the East High Scarlets. Kobe McKelly, a 5'9 sophomore. He'll wear number 4, averaging 8 points, and leads the team with 26 steals. The other guard is Jakari Patton, a 5'10 freshman, averaging 6.5 points. He has scored 50 points in his last 3 games, so he's really boosted his average. He'll wear number 5. And the third guard is DeShante McMurray, a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 5.5 points. He'll wear number 23. At one forward will be James Jefferson, a 6'2 senior, averaging 11 points, leads the team with 35 made threes. He'll wear number 14. And the man in the middle at center, a freshman at 6'6, and he, what a talent, leads the team in 3 categories. Tyron Wright, averaging 11.5 points, 11 rebounds, and 24 blocks. He leads the team in all 3 categories. He'll wear number 24. So it'll be Kobe McKelly, his younger brother, will come off the bench at times for Coach Ryan Berhani. And he is a senior, so Kobe gets started as a sophomore. It's McCoby, Kelly, Patton, Jefferson, McMurray, and Wright, the 5 that start for East. They bring a record of 3-13 in the contest. Last year, the Scarlets didn't win a game. and they went 0-22. Now for Dowling Catholic, the head coach is Michael Connor in his 15th year, assisted by Nick Wagner and Jimmy Nahas. They will start this lineup at one guard, Sam Hughes, a 6'1 senior, wearing number 12. The other guard is Simon Daniel, a 6'2 senior, wearing number 22. And Matt Riedel, a 6'4 senior, is the other guard, wearing number 24. At forward will be Ryan Riggs, a 6'8 senior, and at center, Jack Gredeke, a 6'10 senior, wearing number 14. So the Hughes, Gredeke, Riggs, and Riedel and Daniel, the 5 and the 4 for Dowling. The Maroons with a record of 10-8. They've been off the last week. They average 60 points on offense, give up 57 points on defense. East averages 53.5 points on offense, give up 67.4 points on defense. Mike? That is the tail of the tape as the introductions are being done on the floor by Daniel Grady here at Dowling.
As I look at East lineup, Mark, considerably smaller than Dowling at almost every position. And you've got Tyron Wright at 6'6", but other than that, they are going to give up a lot of height to this Dowling team. So it's going to be imperative that they get a body on people and try and keep Dowling off the boards.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back with the tip-off between Dowling and East. But first, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan, the president of Dowling Catholic High School, and our team prayer with Father Ryan Andrew, the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School, here on 1150 AM and 94.5 and 88.5 FM, Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe, and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord, amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
And welcome back to the Dowling Catholic High School Gym. Alongside Mike Swain, I'm Mark Amadeo, as we get set for tonight's contest, Dowling and East, boys sub-state semifinal. The winner meets the winner of the Urbandale Valley game going on, and they're tipping off here in about a minute, and that'll be on plate on Tuesday night. Other games going on in the area, Marshalltown is at number 2 Waukee. Norwalk is at Ankeny. That's in sub-state 8. The winners will play on Tuesday. Other area games has Sioux City East at Southeast Polk. The winner of that game will play the winner of Sioux City West and Council Bluffs Lincoln. Substate 2 is Indianola at number 8 Ankeny Centennial. The winner will play the winner of number 10 Hoover and number 3 Ames. And we got a change in the starting lineup, Mr. Swain.
Yeah, Berhani McKelly is starting in front of his brother. So
they're going to bring Kobe off the bench. And Berhani is a 5'6 senior, so they're starting a senior. Now the jump ball went to a side out. What happened here, Mike?
Well, Dowling got the tip, but they said Ryan Riggs went, I guess he traveled or over and back. I'm not really sure what the call was, but nonetheless, East gets it.
All right, near steal by Dowling for the Maroons. The 5 on the floor is Hughes, Gredeke, Riggs, Daniel, and Riedel. And as Mike mentioned, Berhani McKelly gets the start. Ja'Kari Patton and Deshante McMurray, the 3 guards for East. They work underneath, and shot no good. Rebound Riggs, and Dowling with the basketball. Here's Simon Daniel, now over and back on the Maroons, so not off to the best start here, trying to get things execution-wise done.
Yeah, 2 early turnovers there. Sam Hughes just picked up his dribble a little too early, and Simon Daniel wasn't quite across the line, Mark.
And the 3 officials that are in charge of all this, Ben Applegate, Bryant Abel, and Sam Anker, are doing their best to stay up. They'd love maybe a well-played first couple of possessions. You know, maybe things will shake out here. Berhani McKelly, a long 3, it's up, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off of East and Ja'Kari Patton. So East 0-for-2 from the field to start. No score. Dowling and East, the winner plays Tuesday night. Congratulations to Dowling girls basketball team. Will have their game Monday, breakfast at Wells Fargo Arena, 9 o'clock tip-off this Monday, March 1st. Waukee, the number one ranked team, and ninth-ranked Dowling will have the game on Iowa Catholic Radio Monday morning. Hope you join us. We preempt morning program. Here's Greta Key for three in the corner. It's no good. And the rebound comes out to Berhani McKelly.
That time, Eason, a 2-3 zone, pretty aggressive on the outside, but, boy, they left Greta Key wide open. He's not going to miss many of those.
No score, and we played about a minute and a half. East with the basketball. This is a rematch from last Friday in which Dowling won. Now a steal by the Maroons. Simon Daniel will slam it home, and he misses the dunk. The rebound comes out to McKelly. It's Berhani with it. And East in transition. Here's Patton for three, and his shot is blocked by Riggs into the hands of his teammate. And forcing the shot up is Tyron Wright. Rebound no good. Rebound out to Dowling as a shot was no good. Excuse me. And here's Dowling in the lane. And that is a shot blocked. As Riedel went in the lane, he had his shot blocked. The rebound comes out to East.
Really nice block by Tyron Wright there.
It's been all defense here in almost the first 2 minutes. We approach the six-minute mark, and no score, Dowling and East. Here's Jefferson with it. James, the one of two seniors that start for East. Berhani McKelly is the other. And the Scarlets now running their offense against Dowling's man-to-man. With the basketball is Jefferson in the lane. He draws the foul.
Yeah, they're going to call that on the floor. Pretty good first step that time by Jefferson, getting around the defender and into the paint.
The officials huddling up here. I'm not sure if they had the correct number. I want to be sure of the number. And they're going to put the foul on Dowling's Jack Gredeke. That'll be his first foul. First team foul of the contest. 5:45 remaining. First quarter, no score. I think this is the longest we've seen no score in the contest. In the lane, a shot no good, as the ball was blocked by Gredeke into the back into the hands of McKelly, who had his shot blocked, but out of bounds off Gredeke. It'll be East possession.
Yeah, Dowling's height has bothered East, but Dowling hasn't been able to capitalize on the other end.
Yeah, not yet. Not yet. Now Simon Daniel pokes the ball out of bounds. We want to thank our supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, Mercy One, Kemen, and Dental Associates. Mark Amadeo, Mike Swain tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, bringing you the boys' sub-state final. And, yes, no score. 5:40 remaining here in the first quarter from the Dowling gym. And good news, Dowling's opened both sides of their bleachers, the lower bleachers. We're still up in the press box where they keep us out of here above the count, above the sight line.
It was sort of nice, Mark. I walked in, I told Coach Wilson, I'm like, it sort of looks normal around here.
Starting to. But we're still up here in the balcony behind the scorer's table. Now they lob it into Riedel underneath the Riggs, and he puts it in. So 2-0 Dowling, and it took a while. First score was almost 3 minutes, Mike, before we scored.
Well, that was great execution, getting the ball in the middle of that zone, and then as the defender comes, easy dump-down pass to Riggs for an easy layup.
2-0 Dowling. Here's East with the basketball. Berhani McKelly. Dribble handoff to Patton, and he travels with the basketball in the dribble handoff. Very young East team. They dress four seniors, two juniors, four sophomores, and four freshmen.
Yeah, well, speaking of one of those sophomores, Kobe McKelly checks in for his brother.
And he was scheduled to start, and he comes off the bench, so they start the senior ahead of the sophomore McKelly brothers. Dowling with the ball underneath Riggs on the right block. Turns, now he gets cut off, and they leave it for Simon Daniel. His shot, or his pass, was deflected into the hands of Hughes. Here's Daniel in the corner for three, up, and it's short. Rebound, Gredeke, and he puts it in. Right over Tyron Wright.
Well, and if you're East, Mark, you cannot allow second-chance opportunities. You force Dowling into sort of a, what I thought was a bad three-point shot, but you give up an offensive rebound, and that results in a bucket.
Maroons are 0-for-2 from three-point range. Gredeke's missed one, and so has Simon Daniel. Now the shot by East knocked out of bounds after Patton drives to the basket, and Riedel swats it away.
Yeah, good block by Riedel. He's already got one steal. He's got an assist and a block. He's that kind of guy, Mark. Yeah. Just sort of a do everything.
4-0 Dowling. East now loses the basketball again. Patton couldn't handle it, and Simon Daniel picks it up. In the lane is Hughes. Pull-up jumper short. Tipped by Gredeke, no good. Gets his own rebound and puts it in.
Wow, and that's that hot. And Coach Ryan's going to get a timeout here. He sees he does not want a repeat performance of what happened the last time these two teams met, Mark, where Dowling jumped them and led by 12 at the end of the first quarter.
Right now it's 6-0 Dowling with 3:52 remaining here in the first quarter from the Dowling gym. And again, the winner of this game between Dowling and East will play on Tuesday night against the winner of Urbandale and Valley. That game going on right now. I want to thank Ashworth Vision Clinic and CTO Iowa, along with construction professionals, for supporting our broadcast this year. And also, I remind you, we just had our Iowa Catholic Radio Spring Carathon all this week. You can still give your tax-deductible donation, as we are listener-supported. And it's iowacatholicradio.com/donate. And you please make your tax-deductible gift online, if you would, iowacatholicradio.com. Mike Swaim and Mark Amadeo here at the Dowling Gym. Again, the Dowling girls basketball team will play Monday. We'll have that game Monday morning on Iowa Catholic Radio at 9 o'clock for their state tournament game against Waukena. Pressure by Dowling, full court, down the lane, a shot by Jefferson, no good, partially blocked, and rebound comes out to Riedel. Underneath the Gredeke, leaves it for Hughes, and he'll shoot it off the glass. Good.
Great. That's a great movement. Pass by Gredeke. He had three guys on him and probably was going to get his shot blocked by Wright, but he gave it up to the wide-open Hughes, Mark.
Sam Hughes with his first basket, I think, in a couple of games. He did not score in Council Bluffs and did not score last Friday night against East. So that's good to see. Gredeke with the assist. 8-0 Dowling. So the lead has grown. And obviously East cannot get anything established inside. Their post player is Tyron Wright, the freshman, going up against Riggs, and that is a mismatch. Now here's help defense by Riedel, and he swats the shot, and they're going to say he got him with the body, or another foul on Hughes.
Right now, everything for East is put the ball on the floor and try and take your man one-on-one, and it's been unsuccessful with Dowling's height. That time, Patton able to draw the contact.
Hughes picks up the foul. That is his first, so he and Gredeke with a foul each. And the first free throw is no good by Jakari Patton, 5'10 freshman, 60% free throw shooter on the year, looking for his first point of the night as Derek Troncoso checks in for the East High Scarlets. 5'11 senior, averaging 3.5 points. He'll replace DeShante McMurray.
And Dowling goes to the bench for the first time with Jalen Moses, Mark. And this is what happens in postseason play. The benches get a little shorter. I mean, we're already 5 minutes in. Normally Dowling has subs a lot earlier than this, but it tightens up a little bit.
And you mentioned Moses in for Gredeke. So Dowling with the ball. Hughes over to Riedel. In the corner goes right side to Simon Daniel. Now skip pass to Moses. Corner three, left wing. It's off the iron, no good. Tip by Riedel. Nearly saved, or nearly out of bounds, into the hands of Moses. Maroons will reset. Here's Simon Daniel for three. Good from the left wing. Daniel hits his first three of the night, Mike.
And there's another offensive rebound that results in a second-chance opportunity, and Dowling makes him pay with a three-pointer.
11-1 Maroons, Dowling by 10, largest lead of the night. Folks, if you're donating to Iowa Catholic Radio, that's great. You can't call. You have to donate online, iowacatholicradio.com. Your tax-deductible gift is appreciated. Now a long three up and no good by Kobe McKelly. Rebound Dowling. One and done is East, and that height differential is really hurting the Scarlets. Underneath Riggs, a shot up and good. He went right around the freshman Wright.
Well, and Tyron Wright hasn't even touched the ball offensively, Mark, and if you're East, he's your leading scorer. He's 6'6". Get the ball inside to him and see if you can try and attack Ryan Riggs.
Don't you have to establish the post every so often?
Absolutely.
Now, the ball tipped out of bounds. I'll tell you what, Riedel and Simon Daniel are reading those passing angles to the wing. If East can't throw it inside, guess where they're throwing it? Outside, and they're anticipating the pass.
Yeah, how many tipped balls have we already seen and steals already in this first quarter?
13-1, Maroons. Minute 50 remaining, first quarter. East with the basketball. This is Troncoso with it. Nearly lost it, but it was tipped, so it was not a travel. Long three, no good. Partially blocked. Patton with the miss. Rebound, Jalen Moses and Dowling. Maroons going right to left, wearing their home white uniforms, maroon numbers. Corner three by Riedel is in and out, no good.
Wow.
Rebounded by Moses above the rim, reverse layup, good!
Boy, he's been playing with a lot more confidence, hasn't he, Mark?
It took him
a little bit to get into that flow, and Jalen Moses coming off the bench with a nice rebound.
A 14-point lead for Dowling, a minute timeout. We'll take one ourselves with them with minute 25 remaining here in the first quarter. It's Dowling Catholic 15, Des Moines East 1, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up, heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
We're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim out of the Des Moines East timeout. They have three left. Carlos had the basketball, and losing in the lane is James Jefferson. And now Dowling the other way, and they travel with it. So both teams exchange turnovers. With a minute 10 remaining here in the first quarter, Mike, Dowling out to a 15-1 lead. And how about Moses with a contribution off the bench for the Maroons?
He was up high, Mark. You mentioned off air. It looked like his head was almost to the rim when he came in for that rebound and then a nice layup underneath. So good contribution for the Dowling bench.
Andrew Lynch in the Dowling lineup, as is Mikey Chase here in the final minute of the first quarter. Simon Daniel remains in the floor along with Matt Riedel. And James Moses stays in there. So that's the Dowling lineup. East will inbound the ball. Tyron Patton inside. They try to lob it in. It's stolen away.
Another tipped ball.
Kobe McKelley back in and out. Stolen back. Tyron Wright. Good hustle by the freshman. Got back and stole the pass. Here's East. Kobe McKelley back in. Might hear that name, McKelley, underneath, and this is Wright. His shot up and no good. Gets his own rebound, put back up, and rolls out. Rebound, Lynch, and lots of contact down there.
Well, and I know that that wasn't successful, but I think that's what East has got to do to try and get back in this game. Yep. They've got to go inside to Wright.
All right, Simon Daniel with 25 seconds remaining. Maroons may hold for the final shot. Possession error favors Dowling, and they could get two possessions out of this sequence here if they can hold it. Here's Lynch
traveled
with the ball. Yeah, Coach Ryan and Coach Mason for East pointed that out.
Yes.
Here's Riedel in the lane. Can't get the shot off. Skip pass over to Chase. Mikey for three. It's no good. And the rebound, Tyron Wright with 1 second left. And three-quarter court shot no good by Wright. We've come to the end of the first quarter with the score. Dowling 15, Des Moines East 1. Along with Mike Swaim, Mark Amadale, back with the second quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Class 4A Boys Substate Semifinal from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
All right, we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim, and on the baseline, Ryan Riggs, as Dowling has its first possession, and he turns the ball over here, Mike.
Well, he stepped on the line. They ran a play for him to isolate him on that low block. They set a nice little screen. They got a good pass into him, but Wright held his ground, and the next thing you know, Riggs stepped on that end line.
Yeah, Ryan got a little too deep around the block, and now Riggs comes out and guarding James Jefferson, a whistle and a foul call, blocking foul going to be called on Riggs. As Jefferson tried to go around him, and let's see who they get. They're going to get Ryan for his first.
Yeah, overall, I think the officials have let things play a little bit, and we always used to tell our players going into these games, and when it gets postseason, these guys sort of start to swallow their whistles. You don't see a lot of the ticky-tack stuff that we see in the regular season.
Right. They try to keep it cleaned up in the regular season, which you should, and then the postseason, you try to let the kids determine the game without getting the whistles involved too much. Now here's Derek Troncoso, loses inside, gets his own rebound after the missed shot and puts it in. Had a shot blocked and got it back. Troncoso battling in there, and that's the first field goal for East. And it comes to the 7-10 mark of the second quarter.
Oh, there's a turnover. Bad pass that time by Gredeke. Cross court. Just don't even know what they're doing.
Chase, Hughes, and Riedel, the three guards with Gredeke and Riggs, and the ball, an air ball by East, saved out of bounds by Chase, but he steps on the baseline. It'll be East possession. Our score is 15-3. Dowling with the lead. We're just under 6 minutes here in the second quarter here at the Dowling Gym. Scardis in there, and they lose the ball. They inbound the ball to McMurray, and he loses it. They try to get it down court to Mikey Chase, and Dowling throws it away.
This is just turnover after turnover after turnover. This is sloppy play here.
Well, Dowling averages 15 turnovers a game. East averages 14.5.
I'm going to take the over on both of those.
Well, after a quarter, a little over a quarter and not quite a half, you're maybe getting somewhere. Might take those odds. East with the ball. McMurray with it. Gets it out top to McKelly. This is Kobe McKelly. Over to Troncoso, who's guarded by Mikey Chase. Troncoso coming off the ball screen by Wright. Tyron with the nice screen, but he couldn't get anything to go. Jefferson now with it. They work the left side. Here's Troncoso trying to make something happen, and he loses on the baseline. Good defense that time by Mikey Chase. And now a substitution for Dowling. Simon Daniel will check in, and Mikey Chase will check out.
Dowling doing a really good job defensively, Mark, with just a hand up in everybody's face. Every shot is contested. Almost every pass, the passing lane, is contested as well.
15-3 is our score, 6:15 remaining. Second quarter here on Iowa Catholic Radio tonight. Our friends at CISN are at the Norwalk at Ankeny contest, and that broadcast, the winner of that game will meet the Waukee Marshalltown winner tonight. So, Substate Class 4A all over the place. Here's McKelly for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound Simon Daniel and Dowling. Boy, he launched that. That was almost Caitlin Clark range back in the day.
That was almost in, too. I mean, that was halfway down and rattled out.
It spit it out. All right. In the lane. Hughes with the shot. It goes, and he draws the foul. And they're going to count the basket. And the foul will be on Des Moines East, and this will be on Kobe McKelly.
I'll give Hughes a lot of credit. He knew he was going to take some contact there, and he went high off that glass to finish. So, good play.
Hughes with his fourth point has a chance for an and one here, and he's been struggling. And the free throw is no good, and the rebound comes out the East. Didn't score against Des Moines East last week, and I checked that. He had 11 points against Ankeny Centennial. And the game, I think we did at Council Bluffs Lincoln, he did not score. So it's good to see. Now East turns the ball over underneath Riggs, and he's fouled on the shot, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Now, Mark, that last time down, Rahani McKelly just missed an easy tip-in. I mean, just point-blank range, and it bounces along. They just have not been able to get these things to drop. They've had some good looks, but just have not been able to capitalize.
Riggs, it's the first free throw. He has 5 points tonight. Our broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio, sponsored in part by Dental Associates, Construction Professionals, and Kemen. Second free throw good by Riggs. Runs are 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. East, 1 for 2. And it's 19-3, Dowling by 16. This is the Maroons' largest lead. Now, long three. It's no good by Berhani McKelly. Rebound Dowling. Now the Maroons are going to turn over in the backcourt. Here's Riedel with it, double team. Gets it to Gredeke. Jack in the lane, leaves it for Riggs, and he'll flush it through. Slam dunk right over McKelly.
That was a dunk with authority, Mark. He went up high, one-handed, and threw that thing down. That was a nice play.
All 6'8".
Yeah.
225 pounds, Ryan Riggs with the slam dunk. I think Gredeke with another assist. 21-3 Dowling, runs by 18. And in the lane, a shot up and good by DeShante McMurray. That's his first basket of the night. DeShante with his first 2 points. Riggs with 10 points here in this first half. Here's Gredeke with it. Leaves it for Simon Daniel. 4.5 minutes remaining in the half. 21-5 is our score. Dowling with the lead.
East back to man-to-man now.
And now in the lane. Shot no good, but the putback up and good by Sam Hughes. Hughes with a 6 point.
East failing to block out, and the shooter gets the rebound and tips in his own miss.
Yeah, I don't see that very often. Here's Tyron Wright. He got a double team, and now stolen away by Riedel, and he slams it home. Matt Riedel with his first 2 points, believe it or not, tonight with a slam dunk, and Dowling by 20. It's 25-5.
Suddenly we've got a dunk contest that's broken out here at the Dowling Gym.
We had that in Council Bluffs, too, and now in the lane, a shot blocked by Riggs. rebounded by Tyron Wright, and he tries to rebound it, and he throws it away, and now an alley-oop, and Granicki slams, and Hone and Riedel with the assist.
I wasn't kidding about that dunk contest. How about that one?
We had seven in Council Bluffs. We've got three at least here in the first half. It's 27-5 with a minute break. We'll take a break ourselves. 3:42 remaining, and it's Dowling Catholic 27, Des Moines East 5 here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Iowa Catholic Radio is now available on your smart speaker, like the Amazon Echo or the Echo Dot. All you have to do is set up the Iowa Catholic Radio skill. You can listen to Iowa Catholic Talk Radio or Music Radio whenever you want. Step one, say,
Alexa, enable the Iowa Catholic Radio skill.
Or enable it through your Alexa app. Step two, say,
Alexa, open Iowa Catholic Radio.
Step three, Alexa will give you a choice to listen to Iowa Catholic Radio Talk or Iowa Catholic Radio Music. Now enjoy listening to Iowa Catholic Radio through your smart speaker.
It can be easy to look at how someone is dressing or acting and judge them. But have you ever thought about how much grace is available in these situations? The next time someone makes a questionable decision, instead of judging and condemning, uphold their dignity for them. We do greater good by lifting them up in prayer and respecting their personhood than if we mentally tear them apart in our thoughts. We can uphold the dignity of others even when they are unable to recognize their own value.
Jakari Patton, as we come back from our break, scores for East out of the timeout, 27-7, Dowling by 20. And now Riggs underneath in another slam dunk. The Maroons' lead has been 22, and it's back up to 22. And Ryan Riggs, what a first half. He already has 10 points.
Dowling in a, well, they were in a 1-3-1. They've gone back to man-to-man.
East with the basketball. Jakari Patton in the lane. He has the ball stolen away. Jalen Moses back in the lineup. Outlet pass goes to Riedel, and he has the ball stolen away, but a foul called on Jefferson, I believe. So James Jefferson will pick up the foul for East. That'll be his first foul. Riggs will sit down, so will Riedel. Andrew Lynch back in the Dowling lineup, as is Simon Daniel. Hughes stays in there, and Mikey Chase checks in, and, of course, Jalen Moses. So that's a five for Dowling, 29-7 Maroons. Just under 3 minutes remaining. Now on a cut. Here's Chase cut off on the baseline. Now double team. And gets over in the corner to Hughes for three. It's up and no good. Fight for the rebound, and Lynch comes away with it.
Yeah, Moses kept that alive, Mark. Good job on the boards that time.
Yeah, the freshman Tyron Wright didn't get him blocked out. That's why. Here's Lynch with it. 2.5 minutes remaining. 29-7 Maroons here in the first half. And now Hughes' pass to Lynch. They set him up for three, and it threw it out of bounds, so turnover against Dowling.
Well, Coach O'Connor, assuming Dowling goes on to win here, Mark, he's going to have some things to be able to show on film getting ready for that next game about these turnovers that they're going to have to eliminate if they want to move on.
Dowling stays man-to-man. East with the basketball. This is Jakari Patton. Dribble handoff right side to Kelly. This is Kobe McKelly. Out to McMurray. Now they work the left side. This is Jefferson. Wants to drive baseline, can't. As Simon Daniel, nice defense there as Maroons stay man-to-man. 29-7 Dowling. Minute 50 remaining. In the lane is McMurray, and they're going to whistle him for the travel before the shot.
Sometimes East has just got to be a little bit more patient and wait for Tyron Wright to get position. And it may take a couple ball reversals, but Mark, he's got just the perfect body down there. I mean, he is going to be a load. I mean, he's only a freshman.
That's right.
I mean,
you'll see him in an East High uniform for a while. Here's Moses underneath, and they're going to call a foul on East. That'll be on Tyron Wright. And on Tyron, that'll be his second foul. Team foul number three on East, three also on Dowling, and free throws coming for Moses. Jalen, 70% free throw shooter on the year. First one is good. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by CTO Iowa, Ashworth Vision Clinic, and by Mercy One. Alongside Mike Swaim, I'm Mark Amadale. Glad you could join us tonight. Second free throw by Moses is good. Dowling increases its lead 31-7. Maroons by 24 here in the first half. Moses with 4 points off the bench for the Maroons. Reminder, at halftime we'll have Kevin O'Hare, the longtime freshman boys basketball coach here at Dowling. We'll recap their season tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. All right, here is McKelly for three. Up and good right in front of the Dowling bench, the sophomore, Kobe McKelly.
Yeah, first three of the night that's dropped for East.
31-10 Maroons, dialing the other way. Moses underneath the Riedel. He has it slapped away. Lynch saves it, but right into the hands of East and James Jefferson. The other way we go. There's Jefferson in the front court. Stopped nicely by Riedel. Didn't give up the transition. There's Kobe McKelley coming off a ball screen by Jefferson. Can't get a drive to the basket, and they'll reset their offense. East trying to find any kind of sliver in this Dowling man-to-man defense. There's McMurray in the lane. Tries to leave it for Wright. It's stolen away. Well, it's picked up by Wright. Long three coming. Up, good. That's Jakari Patton for three, and that's his fifth point.
I think East has it to under 20 for the first time in about 6 minutes, Mark.
Patton, rather, with 6 points. He's 1 for 2 at the free throw line. Final 20 seconds of the first half. Dowling 31, East 13 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Boys sub-state semifinal. The winners meet this Tuesday night at a site to be determined. The winner of this game will face the winner of the Urbandale Valley game going on right now. Here's Riedel coming off a ball screen by Lynch in the lane. Gets it to Lynch, and Andrew tries to flush it through, and he's fouled. The foul will be on Tyron Wright, and that'll be his third.
Yeah, that's a big one. With 2 seconds to go in the half, Mark, Tyron Wright picks up his third foul.
So Andrew Lynch will go to the line for the Maroons. Andrew had a big game against Council Bluffs Jefferson. He had some needed minutes. Struggled at the free throw line. I think he went 1 for 4, but it was some big baskets as he had relief for Ryan Riggs and Gredeke in that post. And we all know Andrew's going to play football at the next level at Iowa, preferred walk-on, but he brings you that football mentality.
Yes, he does.
You just wish you would work with him on the shot, Mike. You got to work with him on the shot a little bit. Now
well,
we're going to wave the free throw off.
Yeah, Dallian was in the paint too early that time, Mark, so a missed opportunity, 2 missed free throws there.
Yeah, well, Andrew missed the first one, made the second, but they wipe it off due to the violation. Now Riedel won the steal, saves it for Lynch for three, and they're going to wave it off as the shot is no good. What a flurry there. And we go to halftime with Dowling leading East 31-13 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And Coach Swain, before we go to break, Dowling outscoring East 16-12 in that second quarter. But what's going on? What's the conversation at halftime, you think, both on the Dowling side and the East side here?
Well, I think for Dowling, they've got to tighten things up a little bit. I mean, too many turnovers, some missed opportunities. This thing could be a much wider lead than it is. And for East, they had a little bit of success in that last three or four minutes. And I think, you know, now with Tyron Wright having three fouls, we'll see how aggressive he is coming out in this third quarter. But I would still like to see them continue to try and look in there. I mean, he's got a battle, Mark, but they've got to be patient and get him the ball when he's open, and I don't think they've done that. Hasn't been a lot of patience on the outside. Too many outside shots.
All right, we'll take a break here at halftime. Kevin O'Hare is our guest. Our halftime score in this boys' sub-state semifinal, Dowling Catholic 31, Des Moines East 13. Along with Mike Swaim, I'm Mark Amadale, back with our halftime guest, Kevin O'Hare, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Dowling Catholic Sports is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With 2 licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling graduate, and Dr. Craig Harper, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610 or online, ashworthvision.com.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel. Listen online anytime at iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And we're back here at the Dowling Catholic High School gym. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim, our halftime score in this boys' sub-state game. Dowling 31 and Des Moines East 13 alongside Kevin O'Hare, the North Carolina Bandit. I haven't had the North Carolina Duke banter going back and forth. I didn't think there was much banter to go, but one of them might be making the postseason. O'Hare, Coach, welcome. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me. I mean, it took you long enough, but I'm here and I appreciate it.
Well, I told you the Dowling girls C team coach was unable to join me tonight, so there was an opening.
Thank goodness.
And you texted about the right time this afternoon. I said, you know what? Let's get you caught up, folks, on how the freshman team's doing, how you're doing, how your coaching staff's doing. And is the season over yet? Or are you still playing?
Just finished last week. You know, we got 18 games in out of a 21-game schedule, so we were very lucky and fortunate for that. And only had one or two COVID issues throughout the year. Surprisingly, we battled injuries like nobody's business. And the guys fought through a lot of things. Our A team went 12-6. Our B team went 10-1. So Todd and Chad are clearly better coaches than me. But, we had a really good year, all things considered. We didn't have our starting five, I'm not sure, the entire year. We always had one or two guys out with injuries. So kids played really hard, really well.
Well, that's great. And you mentioned a big thing, dealing with COVID. It's one thing to coach any sport or any activity, but now you got to deal with all the COVID stuff. They want to get you on camera. The Dowling camera guy wants you to smile.
Mr.
Through your mask.
Mr. Hulse, hey, if we can give him a shout-out, is there a better photographer guy
ever? There is
none. He's one of the best.
He is top flight. Top flight. Retired teacher at Sacred Heart for many years, and he comes to your games, too, I think, once
in a while.
He
does. I mean, he's just fantastic.
Tremendous guy.
I think I had him twice for math the same year. I think I did it twice. I was that bad. So
yeah, the original math course and then remedial. So I understand, yeah.
What are you – you might have already talked about this, but since I haven't seen it, are you getting any scores yet, score updates?
I have not.
Okay, I haven't either. I was just curious.
I've got to work on that, and we appreciate that. We're having our carathon this week for Iowa Catholic Radio, so I've been focused in a little bit on that than, you know, other scores. We do have to get those. Maybe get Swamer to do that, but – Coach, let's talk about, you mentioned the record, your coaching staff. Talk about the kids. You have an A and B. You have, what, 24 kids that you split up, 12 in the A, 12 in the B, if I'm not mistaken. How'd that go?
You're correct. It went well. We actually kept 25 this year.
Okay.
But, yeah, so you're correct on that usually. And, yeah, I mean, we had, you know, we probably brought two or three or four kids up from the B to the A that we started to see show some progressions and stuff like that, or progress for that matter, and so we wanted to get them some action. But, you know, I could name drop for days, as you know, but I'll just kind of talk about a few kids. You know, Dante Cataldo, his dad coaches football here, Jimmy, really good for us this year. Our point guards were really solid, Joey Coppola, Hank Brown, and Nick Frericks. Joe Broderick, that's a name. I mean, he had 19 rebounds for us one game this year. He's related to the O'Halloran family. You're familiar with them. But,
I am.
Yeah, the Reinhardt, Gabe Reinhardt, Luke Reinhardt. I mean, again, just a really, really good group of guys. We weren't tall, or we weren't huge by any means. Our tallest guy was 6'2" on the A team. We did have a 6'7" guy on our B team, Aliere, great kid. But no, I mean, we mixed and matched. We wore our masks all year round. I mean, the kids didn't say boo. It wasn't much different than any other year, with the exception of cleaning things at the end of practices, the end
right.
of games.
The sanitation, that is a huge thing.
But the kids deserves, I mean, 2 hours
look,
of...
Look at Dubuque's finest here.
2 hours of constant running with your masks on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
O'Connor here.
Yeah, so, I mean, the kids deserve a lot of credit for everything that they did this year.
Halftime score, we thank Coach Hetherton, one of your assistants, 22-16 Valley, leading Urbandale. And Valley, I don't know if they're leading scorers back or not, but he got hurt a week ago against Des Moines Hoover. Ty. And he didn't play the next game against the Kansas City school on Saturday, but Valley won that game, and they've had the whole week off, so I'm not sure if he's playing. But Valley up in that game. The winner of the Valley-Urbandale game will play the winner of the Dowling East game this coming Tuesday night. But back to you. I understand you had the scorekeeper named Cataldo.
Yeah.
He's a sophomore football coach here. Jimmy?
Yeah.
Cataldo?
Yeah.
Did – I understand there was some controversy at times after, you know, totaling up scores that the other team had to bail him out. Is that true?
At times or every day? Every day.
I'm asking. I don't know. I wasn't there.
We, you know, God bless him for showing up every day and doing
did
a
he?
Heck of a job.
He did show
he was,
up.
He was my number one guy, 18 games, a score sheet. Did he do it right every time? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Do him and I have to have some come-to-Jesus meetings after? Absolutely. But I think he got better, and, you know, he tried to cross lanes a little bit, get out of the football world and come into the basketball world, and it got him in trouble a couple times. But he was fantastic.
They had to ask, it's like you know, I can't go into the small gym. They allow nobody in there. You got to watch it on video. So I put up my camera, and there's some guy that has a pencil with an eraser. He thinks he's on the golf course at Blanker Waveland, which he uses an eraser on.
Right.
And he brought it to your scorebook. And I said, you got to use an ink pen. I mean, and different colors for every quarter. You got to keep track of when it's at the 7-minute mark, what's the score with the 6-minute mark. He didn't do any of that, did he? You got to retrain him.
Yeah, I mean, the first game he did, he had every stat in the first half. We didn't have any stats in the second half. I said, was there not a second half? He goes, I didn't know you had to do both sides. And so we were definitely teaching a lot throughout the year.
Jimmy Cataldo, we love him. He's been coaching the sophomores and the freshmen here at Dowling as long as you've been here at Coach O'Hare.
Yeah.
Kevin, how long have you been at Dowling coaching freshmen?
Just finished my 20th year.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you get a 20-year medal pinned? What's Coach – I haven't seen – did we have a presentation? I missed a game. I had a little bit of COVID early January. Did Coach Wilson present you with a medallion for being a 20-year
coach? You know,
he
didn't, and I'm sure he'll replay this back. And so when he does, I'm sure he's got a check for me somewhere that he wants to drop off.
Yeah, he's going to have a check for you and me saying check out.
Right.
We're both checked out.
Right.
Kevin, well, what do you think about next year's group? Obviously going to the sophomore basketball, these kids that you coached at the Dowling freshman, 24 of them, and they're going to get whittled down to 14 or 15 depending what Coach Henkinius and David Combs keep next year. But
yeah,
your thoughts about that?
A lot of parity. You know, I think we've got, give or take, 20 kids that, again, you have your top five or six, and then after that, it was a wash. I mean, not a wash, but there was a lot of kids that could argue their cases. So I think a lot of parity. I think a lot of kids that are going to work really hard this offseason, and I think Coach Henkinius is going to have a tough job next year whittling that thing down to 15 because we got a lot of great kids in the program.
All right. Kevin O'Hare, thanks for joining us here at halftime. Shout out to anybody in particular. I know you've got your little Twitter world and Facebook world going, and I try to stay out of that, but I'm sure you have some listeners out there that you may want to say hi.
You know, I probably do, but tonight, you know what? I'm not going to. You know, I'm gonna take the night off. I will give a shout out. I was on 1700 The Champ last week.
Steve, he's
over there. I see him. He's talking about having me on once a week. I just want to drop that bomb. Just want to drop that bomb on you right now.
As what?
For ratings, for starters. They're looking for ratings to blow up, and so no, that was fantastic. I love coming on these. You know that he and you guys do a great job, and so yeah, I'm gonna hopefully be a regular over there.
That's great, Kevin O'Hare. Thanks for all you do. Happy 20th anniversary as a coach at Dowling.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Halftime score: Dowling 31, Des Moines East 13, along with Mike Swain, Mark Hamadale here at halftime. Back with the second half in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, and a bank shot up and good by James Jefferson of Des Moines East, as Dowling already scored in the previous possession, Mike. It's Jefferson's first three of the night.
Well, and the referee just went over and told the scorer's table that is a two-point bucket, so they took away the three. I thought that was a three, but referee thought he was on the line. So
okay, and there's no review in high school
there
basketball.
There is not.
Not even when we get the state tournament when you're on TV.
No.
You can review it, but it won't be overturned.
That's right.
Transition and Riedel shoots and scores. We got some scores to get in, or some scoring to get in. Last report, Valley leading Urbandale 22-16. I think that was a halftime score. Thanks to Coach Todd Hetherington, the Dowling freshman assistant coach. I want to thank him. And now here's a steal by Riedel. The pass by East is stolen away, and flushing it through is Matt Riedel with the slam dunk. He has 6 points tonight.
Wow, he just anticipates so well. And again, East sloppy with the ball, Mark. Dowling anticipating these passing lanes.
Yeah, because they don't have a post presence. They haven't went inside to Tyron Wright, the freshman. And when you do that, now the ball is blocked from behind by Hughes. Out of bounds as McMurray had his shot blocked. Out of bounds to East. Let's take a look at scoring here in the first half for Dowling Catholic. The leading scorer was Ryan Riggs with 10 points. He had the first basket of the second half, so he now has 12 points. 6 points for Jack Redeke. 6 points for Sam Hughes. 4 points for Jalen Moses off the bench. And then 3 points for Simon Daniel. And 2 points for Matt Riedel at halftime, but he now has six. And then East now, Tyron Wright with the basket. That's his first two of the night. And it's 37-17 Dowling underneath Riggs, and his shoots and scores.
Yeah, one of the only offensive rebounds that East has had. But they're having to press, Mark, and Dowling is finding holes in this press and then attacking it.
Dowling is led by as many as 24. It's up to 22 right now. A long three up and no good by Kobe McKelly. Rebound safe from going out of bounds. Here's Patton with it. Back to McKelly for three. It's good. You can't do it once. You get a second chance, and he hit it. Oh, nice shot by Kobe.
Yeah, great save by Jefferson, too. Really athletic play, and now they force Daniel into a turnover. So East with a little momentum here. They've got it under 20 and an opportunity to get two more.
That is correct. I think Coach Ryan dressed, I think, 13 tonight, and he'll play them all if he has to. And underneath the inbounds pass and shooting and scoring is Jefferson. He now has 4 points all in the third quarter. Here's Gredeke, and he'll flush it home, but he misses the dunk. He wound up like he wanted to start, and now a foul called as Gredeke gets tangled up with McMurray, and Jack will commit the foul.
Well, I think Jack thought that Tyron Wright was going to come over and challenge that, and so he took off just a little early, Mark. And he ended up short on that dunk, but Tyron's got three fouls, and so I didn't really think there was a need for that. Sometimes, you know, just a layup is a little bit better.
Right.
Get the points.
The Dowling 24-point lead down to 17
right.
with 5:15 remaining here in the third quarter. Dowling 39 and Des Moines East 22 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Now Simon Daniel with the steal, and James Jefferson was the young man who he stole it from, and he commits the foul to keep Simon from going coast to coast.
Now that's got to be a tough possession there for Coach Ryan, because they had an opportunity to get it to 15 and maybe some doubt creeping in on this Dowling team.
We want to thank CTO Iowa, along with Ashworth Vision and Construction Professionals, for supporting our broadcast all season long. And here's Gredeke, and he misses a dunk. He tried to reverse layup or reverse dunk, and it's no good. Nice pass that time. In the lane, a shot too strong, no good by McKelly. Out of bounds to Dowling as Kobe came down the lane, and he just couldn't finish. Now Gredeke will check out, and Jalen Moses back in for Dowling. He had 4 points in that first half.
Yeah, Coach O'Connor not really happy with Gredeke on those last two possessions that could have been baskets, Mark. And we've got three missed dunks from Dowling.
Yeah.
And, you know, I used to tell players, look, if you can't finish dunk, you better not try.
You better use the layup.
Exactly.
Here's Riggs with it on the baseline. Here's Simon Daniel underneath his reverse layup. Good.
That's a great cut by Simon Daniel. Good recognition of the double team, and Simon cuts right down the paint, Mark.
And Riggs being the passer there, and Daniel with 5 points, and now a shot in the lane. It's no good by Tyron Wright. Rebound Dowling. Maroons in transition, 4:20 remaining, 41-22 Dowling. Reverse layup, good. That's Riggs off balance, but he made it go, and he has 16 points tonight.
Well, Tyron Wright was right on him, but Riggs with just sort of a little spin move on the baseline, able to get a reverse layup, and suddenly this leads back up to 21.
Our thanks to Mercy One, Kemen, and Dental Associates, who have been supporting our broadcast throughout the football and basketball season. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim, East with the basketball. Under 4 minutes remaining. East here shooting at the south basket. If the team switched, they're in their black road uniforms, white numbers, and a little bit of that red scarlet trim. And now a long three, no good by McKelly. That's Kobe McKelly with the miss, rebounded by Dowling and Hughes. They lob it into Riggs. He saves it from going out of bounds to Riedel. Back to Riggs in the baseline. 15-footer. It rolls off the rim, no good. And out of bounds as Kobe McKelly couldn't save it, and he stepped on the baseline. It'll be Dowling basketball.
Yeah, but then there wasn't a white shirt within 10 feet of that ball, Mark. Just an unfortunate mistake by East to let that ball go out of bounds.
A reminder, our Iowa Catholic Radio Spring Carathon fundraiser going on all this week, and hoping to raise money to support Iowa Catholic Radio. We're listener-supported, and if you'd like to make a tax-deductible gift today, go to iowacatholicradio.com. Again, it's iowacatholicradio.com for your tax-deductible gift. Jalen Moses in the lineup for Dallin. Gives it to Simon Daniel. His pass underneath the Riggs, and his layup is good. Riggs now with 18 points. They have no answer for Ryan.
That is a great pass by Daniel in the paint and not a lot of room to work with, and just a pretty touch pass to Ryan Riggs.
Now Troncoso, Derek Troncoso in there for East, 5'11 senior. Head fake, goes down the lane, and now passes to the wing. It's tipped out of bounds by Dowling. Scardos will inbound it with Jakari Patton. Now a long three by Jefferson. Good. That's Caitlin Clark range when she played here. My goodness.
Well, and they may need to start taking a couple of those, Mark, because we're at the three-minute mark here, and they're still down 20 even after that three.
Jefferson averaging 11.5 points, had none at halftime, and now with seven. And it's 45-25, Dowling by 20. 2:45 remaining here in the third quarter from the Dowling gym. Jalen Moses inside on a nice pass from Riggs. Corner three by Riedel. It's off the back iron, no good. Moses with the rebound, and he puts it up and gets, they're going to call him for traveling. Good defense that time by Tyron Wright.
Yeah, Moses was anticipating some body contact there in, on the post, and there was nobody there, and he turned and just sort of fell, shuffled his feet.
So Dowling with, are on defense now playing man-to-man. And here's a long three again, and that's James Jefferson. And it's good. And all of a sudden, he's got two threes and two twos in this third quarter for 10 points.
Yeah, really starting to heat up. And Dowling takes a quick three here, Mark. Probably not what Coach O'Connor wanted, but luckily for them, they get a steal.
And Mikey Chase with a three from the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound comes out the East. And it's poked away by Andrew Lynch for Dowling. He pokes it into his teammate's hand. And a turnover by the Scarlets. Here's Lynch. He'll think about the three, and I'll put the ball on the floor. Gets in the corner to Chase. Back out to Riedel. In the corner to Moses. For three, it's up, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound Dowling. Underneath, Chase with the left hand. It's good. The assist to Riedel. Mikey Chase with the basket, and that is his first 2 points of the night.
We talked about how important it was going to be for East to rebound the ball, and Dowling getting multiple opportunities in the offensive end there on the boards.
Dowling 47, East 28 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Another long three, no good by Jefferson, but the rebound East. Long rebound comes out to Scarlets. Underneath is McKelly. His shot's no good. Moses saves it, but he steps on the baseline out of bounds. And it'll be East High basketball. See if we can get an update here. Valley leading Urbandale 34-20 in the third quarter with 4.5 minutes remaining. The last score we have from the Valley gym.
Yeah, Valley's starting to pull away there a little bit.
East with the basketball in the lane. Wright with the shot, no good from the left block. Rebound comes out to Dowling. Maroons on offense. Here's Riedel in the lane, going through contact. Leaves it for Moses. Jalen in the corner to Riedel. Won't shoot the three. Skip pass to Chase on the baseline. His shot up and it's short. Rebound Moses. It's put back up and good. That was all effort on James Moses. Jalen Moses.
Yeah, and it's just height, Mark. It's just a matter of height and Jalen Moses and Riggs and Riedel. I mean, you just got 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", just keeping balls alive.
You're seeing the effort there. Dowling with the lead of 49-28. Final 40 seconds of the third quarter. Mark Amadale, Mike Sweem from the Dowling gym tonight. Here's Moses. Or rather, here's East with the basketball, and that is Jefferson. He has a ball poked out of bounds. Nice defense that time by Simon Daniel as Jakari Patton will sit down for East and Troncoso back in. Derek Troncoso, the senior. East with four seniors, two juniors on the roster, along with four sophomores and four freshmen. A very young team for Coach Chad Ryan. Remember, East did not win a game last year. They went 0-22. And he has turned the tables after spending 12 years at North. He's going to resurrect the East High basketball program, and he's done a good job. They've won two of their last three, has East. Oh, nice move that time. McKelly, Kobe McKelly down the lane, and he shoots and scores for his eighth point. Dowling with the ball the other way. Here's Chase with it, going through the double team. Leaves it for Lynch. His shot underneath is no good. And they're going to whistle East for the foul, and two shots coming for Lynch.
And I think that's going to be number four on Tyron Wright.
And you might be right. It is on Wright. That is his fourth. Second team foul on the Scarlets here in the second half. Dowling with one. Lynch putting himself back as he got hammered and picks himself off the floor. He played tight end on the football team. Won three state titles.
I think he can handle it.
I think so, too. And he makes the free throw. Lynch with his first point tonight. 12 seconds remaining here in the third quarter from the Dowling gym as Tyron Wright will get a well-deserved break. Get the full minute between quarters and 12 seconds here. Second free throw is in and out and back in. Good. Lynch makes them both. He's 2 out of 3 at the line. 51-30 Dowling. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. East with the basketball. Here's Jefferson. James with it. On the dribble towards the lane. Gets in the corner to Brahani McKellen. His three-pointer is no good, and we've come to the end of the third quarter with the score. Dowling Catholic 51, Des Moines East 30, along with Mike Swain. Mark Hamadale back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org. Iowa Catholic Radio, KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel. Listen online anytime at iowacatholicradio.com or download the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
Hey, we're back here at the Dowling Gym. The Maroons have the first possession of the fourth quarter. They work it inside to Riedel, and his shot is up and good. And Matt Riedel held the 2 points in the first half. Now has 6 of his now 8 points here in the second half. Dowling up 53-30 here, Mike Swain.
Yeah, nice design play. Just run him off of a high post screen that time, and he just curled right around wide open.
Dowling with a steal. Now a Gredeke for 3 in the corner. It's good. They're going to call a loose ball foul on Dowling as they drew the charge. That'll be on Riedel.
Yeah, Riedel actually made that pass to Gredeke, but his momentum went right into Brahani McKelly.
So wipe out the basket as Gredeke had his 3 wiped out.
Yeah.
And score remains 53-30 Dowling. So the points off the board for Jack, who has 6 points tonight. Jack Gredeke all in the first half. As East has the basketball. East not getting an inside presence, and the Maroons are anticipating the passing lanes, but not when you do that. 3-pointer again. Good by James Jefferson. Mike, he's got 13 points. And all in the second half on 3 threes here in the second half.
He's really shooting it with confidence and really keeping East in it. And, boy, you got to just love the effort right now that East is playing with here. And here's a steal.
A steal by East. Scarlets go the other way. Trailing by 20 with 6:50 remaining. Now they'll work their offense as Dowling gets back on defense.
Give it to him.
Yeah. That's Jakari Patton. And now they finally do enter it into right. And he leaves it for McMurray, and a foul before the shot is McMurray dribble drive. You got to get it inside to get something to happen outside or make something happen.
You're not going to get him any more wide open than he was. Give him the ball.
Fouls on Gredeke, and that'll be his third. And now Scardos now will throw the ball in, and we're going to have a timeout.
No, what's going on here? I don't think it was a timeout. The officials are looking at the scoreboard and the clock. They're trying to figure out.
We'll keep it here.
Yeah, they sent the teams back to the bench, so I don't really know exactly what.
This is an officials timeout. 53-33 is our score. 6 minutes, 40 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter here at the Dowling Gym. I want to thank Mercy One. Our thanks to Kemin and Dental Associates for supporting our broadcast all season long here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Also want to thank and remind folks that our Iowa Catholic Radio Spring Carathon fundraiser has started off all this week. And if you would like to make a tax-deductible donation to Iowa Catholic Radio, you can. You can simply do it online. It's very simple, iowacatholicradio.com. Your donation and gift is tax-deductible. And we appreciate all your support as this is a listener-supported radio station. And we thank those that have pledged their support all this week. Mike, what did you find out?
Well, there was no announcement made. The official never went to the scorer's table to say what was going on. They did check with the Dowling book, so I don't know if it was, like, on the possession arrow mark. But they had some questions, but nonetheless, we play on.
Yeah, possession arrow favors Dowling. It's in the lane, a shot no good by Takari Patton, but foul beyond Riedel, I believe. And he will pick up his second foul. That's the 14th foul on Dowling, two on Des Moines East. So it's not about one and ones getting to the sixth or seventh team foul. And that's something nothing was announced. Of course, they went to the scorer's book, and I don't know if Denny O'Grady, he would have passed it along if he would have known. Patton hits the first free throw.
And I really like how East has battled here, Mark, in this. They were down, what, 22 at half, right? And they've got it to 18 here. 6:30 to go in the fourth quarter, so they have been matching Dowling in this second half.
Yeah, they were outscored 20-17 in that third quarter, but they're right in there, 53-35. Now Gredeke for three in the corner, and it's good, right over Patton. Jack Gredeke, his first basket of the second half, he has 9 points.
Yeah, and that's what happens if, you know, again, you're trying to press, and I admire the kids getting after it, but sometimes if you're not covering guys, and the pass gets up ahead and somebody gets a wide open three, right. Mark, that's what happens.
East in the front court, dribble handoff to Patton, and stolen away by Simon Daniels. He's battling Jefferson. Simon's just trying to get in Jefferson's head, and now Jefferson's going to be whistled for the foul on that loose ball.
Well, yeah, they both were going for it, but Simon had inside position, and Jefferson went right into him and bodied him.
So Dowling will have the basketball, the foul on James Jefferson. That's his third. He has 13 points tonight to lead East, all in the second half. He's one of their leading scorers, James Jefferson and Tyron Wright, both averaging 11.5 points. Wright tonight held a two for the young freshman. Here's Riggs with it. Maybe an extra dribble, and now traveling called on Dowling.
Yeah, there was a lot of action there. Three guys around him. And when that ball goes in, Mark, Dowling on the outside has got to move. Give Ryan Riggs an outlet there when you've got three guys all over you. That time, nowhere to go, and he shuffled his feet.
56-35, Dowling. 5:45 remaining, fourth quarter. The winner moves to Tuesday night. Take on the winner of Valley and Urbandale. Now a double dribble called on the Scarlets as DeShante McMurray picked up his dribble. Couldn't find anybody open, and all of a sudden, instinctively, thought he had another dribble left. Turnover against the Scarlets, Dowling with the ball. Here's Gredeke in transition, gets in the front court.
Yeah, good decision there to back it out and get your offense set.
Simon Daniel down the lane he goes, and a shot with a one hand, good. He went right around Jefferson. That's been an interesting battle tonight between Simon Daniel and James Jefferson.
Well, and he's face guarding Jefferson right now. So
I think it was part of Coach O.C.'s game plan is make sure you watch their leading scorer in the lane. Shot blocked. Kobe McKelly had a shot blocked. Rebound Dowling. They lob it to Gredeke, and no assist there because the ball went off the backboard into the hands of East. Here's Patton on the baseline. He shot up and good right around Hughes for the basket.
That's a tough shot over the outstretched arms of Riggs there to be able to get that to drop.
Patton with 10 points. So he and James Jefferson in double figures. Gredeke for three. It's off the mark, no good. The ball tipped out of bounds. I think they're going to say it went off Riggs, and it did.
Coach O'Connor with his arms up saying, why? Why the three when there's nobody down there underneath to rebound?
Run the offense. Dowling up by 21. It's 4:45 remaining here in the third quarter. And now, yeah, they're one official, and I want to thank our officials tonight. Congratulations to them for their postseason assignments. Ben Applegate, Bryant Abel, and Sam Anker. And they're watching the matchup between Simon Daniel and James Jefferson. Now underneath, a shot no good with the left hand by McKelly. Rebound Simon Daniel. Outlet to Gredeke, to Riedel. 4.5 minutes remaining. Underneath Riggs, layup good. Riggs with his 20th point.
Now, that was a nice play by Riggs. It was a tough catch for him. He was running down the floor and caught it, Mark, without even putting the ball on the floor and went up and laid it in.
And I think the ball was not on the floor much during that whole possession.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, in the lane, Tyron Wright has a shot blocked by Riggs, but East gets the rebound as we approach the four-minute mark. 60-37 Maroons. East with the basketball. Long three up, off the back iron by Patton. No good, rebound Riggs. Outlet pass to Mikey Chase, who's in there. It'll be Chase and Riedel and Simon Daniel, the three guards, with Gredeke and Riggs in the post for Dowling. And underneath, and slamming it home is Riedel. He went right around Kobe McKelly.
Coach Ryan's got to be just disgusted with that defense. I mean, you can't let a guy just go right down the paint and dunk like that. That's and look, they've expended a lot of energy here, Mark, in the second half trying to get back. So I understand it.
10 points for Riedel. Now they work underneath again. Dowling in transition. Riggs shoots and scores. He's got 22. And we may see the bench get awful busy in the scorers table. Moses set to check in. A long three by East. Bank shot no good by Jefferson. Rebound Dowling. Long pass to Gredeke. Jack will slam it home. Boy, did Jack run the floor, and Riedel with the baseball pass.
Well, that one he got down. And I'm sure that Coach O'Connor had said something to him about getting some dunks made. And that one he took care of. And I think Dowling's going to call a timeout to get some subs in.
11 points now for Gredeke. He'll check out, as will others. And we've got a full timeout here.
30.
Nope, 30. We'll keep it here. 2 minutes, 57 seconds remaining here in this boys' sub-state semifinal. Dowling 66, Des Moines East 37. Mark Amadale along with Mike Swain. These two teams met last week. Dowling winning at East 74-52. And the score is going to be pretty close to that. We're checking some other scores. The one is the game between Valley hosting Urbandale tonight. The winner of that game will move on and play the winner of this game. And right now, Valley leading Urbandale 42-30, and that's at the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, still a competitive game there going into the fourth. We may get a Dowling Valley rematch. They only played once this year, Mark.
Yep, they're supposed to be playing twice,
right?
Both in the same division, but Valley was shut down with COVID when they were supposed to start in December, and they couldn't get the game made. And now Lynch with the dunk shot. It's good. Mikey Chase with the assist. Andrew Lynch with his fourth point.
And they're going to get Daniel with the foul.
Simon's been going at it with Jefferson, and now Simon commits the foul. And I think Coach will get him out, and he will.
Yeah.
Daniel with his first foul.
Dowling's going to empty the bench here.
Had fouls to give, and that'll be the 15th foul on Dowling. Three on East, 2:45 remaining. Lynch, Daniel, and Gredeke, or rather Riedel, all sit down. And the Maroons now go to their 10 through 15 players. Carson Brown in there along with Jalen Moses. Also in there, Adam Bialzak. Corner three no good by James Jefferson, who's still in there for East. Rebound Troncoso. Now over to Mason Pena for three. His shot is no good. Mason checked in, the 5'10 senior, one of the four seniors for head coach Chad Ryan. Bruins dribbling the ball in the front court. Dylan Schmidt in the lane with the left hand. Layup good. Dylan Schmidt, another Dowling senior, shoots and scores.
Oh, a nice drive by the senior, recognizing that there was just nobody in that paint.
With the left hand, and now East with the ball. McMurray for three. It's no good. Schmidt with the rebound. So Dylan Schmidt, Mikey Chase, Carson Brown, the three guards, with Jalen Moses and Adam Bialzak, the five on the floor for Dowling. Carson Brown over to Schmidt. Dylan for three. It's up off the iron. No good. Rebound East. Here's Bahani McKelly in the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel with a minute 41 remaining. So any sites you got out there, you may want to help Boone with, if it's Dowling Valley, the rematch. Johnston, Waukee, and maybe Dallas Center might be out of the picture. Could we put your old school, the Roundhouse, in play?
Wouldn't that be something if it
we
was
could
down?
Sit up there.
So I actually played in a sub-state final at the Roundhouse between Dowling and Valley. How about that, Mark? A little bit of history there for you.
And you were involved with that.
Well, I didn't play. I was on the bench. Let's be clear about that.
I want to be clear. Were you wearing the white shoes or the black? The white socks or the black? I had to bring that. Bialzak shoots and scores for the Maroons. He's 6'7" senior.
We weren't wearing the black shoes back then.
Black shoes back then.
No, we didn't have that.
Evan Curran checking into the Dowling lineup. He replaced Charlie Stewart, who was in there briefly. Also in there is Ben Stewart, number 42. And Quincy Ferguson in there for the Maroons. 72-37 Dowling, and now Quincy Ferguson's pass stolen away by East. This is Troncoso in the front court. Leaves it in the corner for three by McKelly. It's no good. Rebound Bialzak with 40 seconds remaining. Dowling with the basketball. Curran with it. Now they get it to Dylan Schmidt. So Dowling will advance to Tuesday night. So next week we got two games for certain. Girls will play on Monday morning. Corner three, it's no good by Evan Curran, and rebound East. Down court, James Jefferson, and the shot up and good. He went around Bielzak. So Jefferson scores. He's got 15 points to lead East. Final 15 seconds. 72-39 Dowling. Corner three, up and good. Evan Curran, that's his first points of the year, I believe. How about that?
Gets in the scoring column, and the Dowling bench on their feet.
Why wouldn't they be? Final score, 75-39. The Maroons win it and will advance to next Tuesday at a site to be determined. We're going to lobby for the Roundhouse at Lincoln, the stomping grounds of my cohort, Mike Swaim. Just do me a favor, and we haven't got to that. I don't know why we didn't get to this. We didn't have enough timeouts called. That's why. You know, there's a pickleball pickup games. I understand you guys have the corner market over there at Jordan Creek. There's a group of people that include my office, and all I know is Monday mornings I got guys on the injured list. They're limping. One guy had a made-up crutch that he's holding to keep from falling over, and I understand you pulled or tore a calf muscle.
No, what are you guys doing?
You know you're over 40.
Tight calf muscle, but it's all good. I've been stretching it out all week. I will be ready to go on Sunday, I can tell you that.
I understand you have the 6 to 8 p.m. time slot at
We do. It's
Jordan
a little late
Creek.
this week.
Pickleball.
I like that 4 to 6 slot. I'm an old guy. I got to get to bed early. So
pickleball.
Yeah, it's it's a picture. It's like a combination of tennis and ping pong on steroids. How about that?
You guys are not getting any younger.
I know.
And I keep seeing my sideline guy for football limping in there, and I can only imagine what the rest of the group looks like. Coach, you got to be careful. You know, I just want to be sure. We have listeners out there that will pray for you. They will.
It's for some reason, we just can't get away from that competitive spirit, Mark. You got to do something.
Well, how about golf?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of that, too.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with golf. I realize that's been impossible with the wind chill factors between 20 and 50 below here
that's
the last
right.
couple weeks, but I think it's all melting. All right, final score, Dowling 75, Des Moines East 39. The Maroons will advance. Their record now 11-8. Dowling's now won 6 their last 7 games, and they'll take on the winner of the Valley-Urbandale game, which we're efforting right now. At last report, it was Valley leading Urbandale 42-30 at the end of the third quarter. East will fall to a record of 3-14 in first-year head coach Chad Ryan's first year. And we'll come back and recap scoring as we move to our post-game show. Again, the final, Dowling Catholic 75, Des Moines East 39, along with Mike Swaim, Mark Hamadale. Jeff Piggott is our Iowa Catholic Radio studio producer. And we'll return with the post-game show in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym as the Maroons advance in boys sub-state semifinal basketball here in Class 4A. Dowling with a 75-39 win over Des Moines East. The Maroons had 11 players score in this contest. East had two players in double figures. Not a whole lot of free throws tonight. 8 for Dowling, 8 attempts for Dowling, and only 4 for Des Moines East. So Maroons handled them well. And, you know, it's tough playing a team twice in a week. Maroons' last game was against Des Moines East, and they came out on top last Friday night, 74-52, and win it here by not quite the same. Maroons got 75 points tonight, but only gave up 39, so much better defensive presence here for the Maroons overall tonight.
You know, in the end, Mark, it was just too tough to overcome for East. They couldn't make shots on the offensive end, and they really struggled defensively to keep Dowling in front of them. and then they just lost completely on the boards, both offensively and defensively. I mean, Dowling kept this a little close than it probably should have been with the amount of turnovers that they had. But, you know, everything had to go right for East tonight, and that just didn't happen, and it was just an uphill battle. I mean, Mark, in the first quarter, at one point, it was 15-1. And we talked before the game about how East needed to get out to a quick start and not fall behind like what they did. And once that happened, that was all she wrote.
Why did those guys wake up all of a sudden? That's I don't get this bad feedback on my you know, messages or texting during football, but for basketball, well, they're lighting. What is
your partner's getting texts during football? It just doesn't involve you.
Oh, it doesn't involve me. That's right. I got enough going
on. They're still talking about how bad he is.
All right. Well, Valley leading 55-42 with 1:50 remaining at the Valley Bill Cold Iron Fieldhouse. So yeah, it looks like it'll be a Valley Dowling rematch. They only played once this year. They're supposed to play twice, but Valley had the COVID the first time. They never did reschedule. So the second time, Dowling Valley at a site to be determined. Does that make a difference? You know, everything's 10 feet. Remember, Hoosiers?
Yeah, no.
Everything's 10 feet.
It's not going to matter, Mark. And, you know, up to that point, I thought that Dowling, that was one of their best games that they had played up to that point in the season when they played Valley. They really dominated for three quarters of that game. And Valley was just, they couldn't buy a bucket. I mean, they could not shoot at all. And then suddenly they made a run a little bit in the fourth quarter, and that thing got close again. But Dowling dominated the boards in that game. And I think you're going to see a different Valley team offensively than what Dowling saw here, where it was just missed shot after missed shot for three quarters.
Now, again, Dowling the winner tonight, 75-39 over Des Moines East. Valley leading 55-42 with 1:50 left. Let's go to Substate 8. And this is no kidding. This is according to Kevin O'Hare, my halftime guest. Waukee up one against Marshalltown with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Well,
how surprising would that be?
That would be unbelievable, Mark. I mean, you start thinking about some of the major upsets that have happened in high school basketball, and yeah, I'll give you one. It was done by Marshalltown when they upset Harrison Barnes and Doug McDermott, and they didn't allow them to get down to the tournament. So Marshalltown sort of has a history of this, but that would be a shocking upset if that happened.
Certainly would be. So we'll see how that all plays out. Look, efforting the game from Ankeny and Norwalk, that game going on in Ankeny, and it looks like the Ankeny Centennial boys, they defeated Indianola 71-53. So Coach Bob Fontana and Centennial will be advancing, and still trying to effort the Ankeny-Norwalk game. That is the game, and you know this from being doing the state tournament on TV, Mike. Two defending champions, the 3A champion in Norwalk, the 4A champion is the Ankeny Hawks.
I don't know
playing
if
tonight.
I don't know if that's ever happened in this you know, our state tournament history with that. That's really interesting. I thought it was going to be fascinating to find out how both Indianola and Norwalk play up in competition, because they didn't play a lot of 4A teams, but yet they're in 4A for the tournament. So I'm really interested to see how Norwalk does against that Ankeny squad. And you're right, two defending champs going at it.
Ankeny 38, Norwalk 25. That was the end of the third quarter.
Okay.
And that came from the Norwalk Twitter account. So Ankeny, the 4A champ, taking on Norwalk, the 3A champ. That may have happened in other classes, like 1A, 2A. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember it either.
So,
but
Ankeny looking to advance. Now Waukee up six now. So the Warriors, whatever reason, mentioned Marshalltown. I know the game's at Waukee, but you never take anything for granted in the postseason, do you, Coach?
Well,
you never do.
Get the ball to either Sanford or DeVries, one of the two.
One of the two. Or work Sanford, either one.
Yeah, either one. Actually, they got like five options on that team. You can get the ball to whoever you want.
That's right. Let's take a look at the scoring of this contest tonight. For the visitors from Des Moines East, they close out their season with a record of 3-14. The leading scorer was James Jefferson. He had no points at halftime. He finished with 15 points. On 3 3-pointers in the second half. 10 points for Jakari Patton. Reminder, Jakari had scored 50 points in the last three games that East was involved with, and they had won two of those last three. He had 10 points tonight. He had 6 at halftime and 4 in the second half. Rounding out scoring for East, 8 points for Kobe McKelly, 2 points off the bench for Derek Troncoso, and Tyron Wright, the 6'6 freshman who has a lot of talent coming for East. He finished with 2 points tonight, came in averaging 11.5 points. So those are the scorers tonight, DeShante McMurray, also with 2 points for the Scarlets, who went 3 of 4 at the free throw line. For Dowling Catholic, the Maroons had 11 players score tonight. They were led by Ryan Riggs with 22 points, 11 points for Jack Redeke, 10 points for Matt Riedel, and then 7 points for Simon Daniel, 6 points for Jalen Moses off the bench for the Maroons, Sam Hughes with 6 points, 4 points for Andrew Lynch, and 3 points for Evan Kern, who hit that corner 3 in the last stages of the game. Adam Bialzak off the bench with 2 points, 2 points for Mikey Chase, and 2 points for Dylan Schmidt for Dowling Catholic, who went 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Mike Swain.
Well, I think for East, I think you've got to be excited the direction that this team is going, Mark. They got better as the year went on. Coach Ryan's going to do a great job with these guys. They've got a really young ball club, and I cannot wait to see the development of Tyron Wright. This guy, I mean, he doesn't look like a freshman at all. He has got the frame who is going to give a lot of people some problems as he gets better and better with age, and I think they've got the right person to steer that program. And for Dowling, this team, you know, it's great to go get in, you know, on a roll here and go into this Valley game. And obviously, you don't need to get up for Valley. I mean, it's Valley.
The game speaks
it's,
for itself.
It doesn't matter whether, you know, the game could be played outside in June. It doesn't, with no fans, it doesn't matter. It's Dowling Valley. And this is going to be exciting. It's going to be a great matchup. I think, you know, this thing could go either way depending on, you know, who's able to, you know, limit their turnovers, limit their foul trouble, and who can capitalize the most and dominate the board. So I think it's going to be a great matchup on Tuesday.
The Maroons will go on a roll. They've won 6 of the last 7 games, and they're 6-6 against top 10 teams in Class 4A, and they're going to face the Valley Tigers, who at last report, the last schedule that came out, rankings came out, Valley's tied for 6 with Pleasant Valley. So you had Cedar Falls at 1, Waukee at 2, and I know you've been fighting that all year because you think Waukee should be number 1.
We'll see at the end. We'll see at the end.
Ames is 3rd. Council Bluffs Lincoln remains at 4th even after the loss to Dowling. Dubuque Hempstead 5th. These are all Class 4A rankings, the final ones of the year. Pleasant Valley 6th. Valley 7th. Ankeny Centennial 8th. Ottumwa at number 9. And Hoover at number 10. But look at the receiving votes. Dowling, Johnston, and Indianola, all with receiving votes. So the strength of the Central Iowa, you like seeing that, especially as you move forward.
Yeah, clearly battle-tested. That's what this Maroon team is, and they're going to need every bit of it on Tuesday night, Mark, wherever the location is. But let's hope it's the Roundhouse.
Well, wouldn't that be something? Dowling Valley at the Roundhouse at Lincoln. Make a few phone calls. Talk to your former AD.
I know I know some people there.
I know you do. Make a call. And be careful in pickleball tomorrow night, would you? Or Sunday night, I'm sorry. All right. Mike Swain, my broadcast partner. Thanks for all you do, Mike.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, and that'll wrap things up from the Dowling Gym tonight. Reminder, we have girls' state basketball coverage here on Iowa Catholic Radio this Monday morning as the Dowling girls will take on Waukee. Our pregame will begin at 8:45 a.m. That might be the earliest broadcast we've done. 9 o'clock tip-off from Wells Fargo Arena, downtown Des Moines. Number 9 Dowling girls taking on number 1 Waukee. Hope you join us for the contest. The Dowling girls making their 22nd state tournament appearance in girls basketball, and they have 5 state titles. The last one was back in 2013. So join us Monday morning for the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, our thanks to all the folks involved with our broadcast tonight, including the visitors from Des Moines East, their head coach, Chad Ryan, in his first year after spending 12 years at Des Moines North. He's in his first year at East. And the Scarlets bow out tonight with a record of 3-14 as the Maroons defeat East 75-39, our final. So our thanks to Chad Ryan, Athletic Director Lyle Fetters, and all the fine folks at Des Moines East. We want to thank our studio producer tonight, and that is Jeff Piggott. He does a great job all season long. He'll be with us, I believe, on Tuesday night as Dowling and Valley will play for a berth in the boys' state tournament. So join us next Tuesday night, March 2nd, for the call here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 6:45 pregame tip-off at 7 o'clock. Our thanks to the folks here at Dowling, including Athletic Director Tom Wilson, Colleen Webb, and Michael Connor out of the athletic office, and, of course, Head Coach Michael Connor and his staff. And, again, our next broadcast will be Monday morning, 8:45 pregame Tip off at 9 o'clock. Steve DeVinny will be back from his trip, and he'll join me from Wells Fargo Arena, Dowling and Waukee. First-round coverage of the girls' Class 5A state basketball tournament. This is Mark Amadale thanking you for listening to the official radio network of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities. Iowa Catholic Radio, heard on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM in the greater Des Moines area, and then we're streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com. For Jeff Piggott, for Mike Swain, this is Mark Amadale. The final score for the final time tonight, Dowling Catholic defeating Des Moines East 75-39 in boys 4A semifinal substate action. The Maroons will meet the winner of Valley, who is at last report leading Urbandale by 13 points in the final minute. And it'll be Dowling and Valley Tuesday night at a site to be determined. Hope you join us for the contest. Until then, have a safe and blessed faith-filled evening.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, and Mercy One. Thank you for supporting the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio. The proceeding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.